Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time again. It is time to wake up, get what you have to get done, or screw it, just put it off till we're done right here. If that was a rhyme, I'm sorry. I'm not the mythical literal warrior this morning, or however the song goes. I'm tired. I just woke up. Everyone leave me alone. I think I'm leaving. Good night. I'm out of here. The big dog's here. Maybe he wants to do the program.
Are you tired again? Two for two now? two weekends in a row? Two Fridays in a row?
I'd wish I could brag, but no. I'm just tired.
Why are you tired?
I don't know. Packing, stressing out. I don't know.
Are you tired because Avery went 0-for-4 yesterday in his return?
Oh, really? He did? I didn't realize that. But the Yankees won, though. So I'm okay with it.
Yes, they did. They won, I believe, in 10 innings. You guys broke the streak.
Huh?
If I'm not mistaken, didn't Detroit have a streak going at the time?
Oh, I don't know. It's not September yet.
Yes. But of course,
I don't know.
You do know the hottest team, though, in baseball, right?
Well, I know the Dodgers had won 15 in a row on the road, but I know that there are, some teams that have won 12 or 13 in a row, like the Braves, maybe?
Yes, Mr. Tarvino has won 14 in a row now.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's kind of the best team in baseball right now.
Yeah, I believe so. Let me see what the record is.
Take that, Reds fans, you idiots.
Yes, in fact, they are the best team in all of baseball. They are 71-45. And right behind them is the amazing, the so-called America's team now, the Pittsburgh Pirates. I have heard them coined that by a few outlets now, Fox Sports and, of course, the Big Four have called them now America's team. The Pirates are now 70-45.
The Pirates are not America's team. They will never, ever be America's team unless we are family is back alive again with Sister Sledge and all that.
Those late 70s, early 80s groups are coming back. So never know what we might be seeing. You never know. Barry Bonds has been again. So, the past is coming back.
That is true, ladies and gentlemen. The past is coming back, and I want to, of course, welcome my co-host. He is the big dog. I am the scorekeeper. Want to get some stuff out of the way. We are Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Ladies and gentlemen, our internet website is doing what it's doing, so you know what to do. Head on over to ndbmedia.net. You can also follow us on our Twitter feed at twitter.com/, and it's a / not a /. I heard someone say /. /? Here, why don't you see the backside of my hand? / NDB Sports. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook at NDB Media. And I'm sure we have other media feeds and stuff, but that's all right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a glorious Saturday morning. And guests, don't do it. No, guests, please, remember, in the chat room, don't forget. Register on blogtalkradio.com. Go ahead and take on a persona and be someone and engage us in the interactive chat room. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the chat room, you can always use Skype. Heck, you can use Skype on your phone if you have an internet connection. So you can either call us or Skype us or tweet us. I'm sorry? Or that, yeah.
Giving the different, the past tense words that could possibly be used.
Fair enough. One who has tweeted, I think that is. Ladies and gentlemen, of course we want to give a shout out. Oh, I was told stop using the ladies and gentlemen. Okay, sorry, ladies and gentlemen. But till I come up with a different, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an announcement, of course, this past Wednesday. Tri-State Sports Guys, the gentlemen who have been doing a program for several years now. You heard Mike DePalma on Monday, which was a precursor. He took Monday night's game on Wednesday night. You have to listen to the program here on this channel. They interviewed Rich Hoffman, Aroyd's high school baseball coach. And boy, was he rather offensive in that one. But you have to believe he took the side of his high school kid. But it's a lot of good stuff on there. Take a look at it. It was this Wednesday. And last night, the article or the program was carried on the New York Post. Did you see that there, Big Dog?
Yes, I did. Very well done. Very good article. Lots of information, of course. As you said, you know, his high school coach, of course, came to the side, of course, of Aroyd. And we'll have a little bit more on that because his former trainer is also coming to his side. And, well, actually, no, it's not him. I'm talking about, never mind. Whole other story. Mr. Pujols and his former trainer are taking the one side, and we'll go ahead and talk about that, of course, against one of the biggest Dodger killers of all time, who kind of, you know, was weird that he worked for the Dodgers for a while, but we'll go on that one in a little bit.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go back. I want to remind everyone that I do have a blog, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be hooked into our indie media page once it's ready to go, but I've been doing a lot of writing lately, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to find my blog, yes, I've been, a lot of people are paying attention too. As of this morning, 31 people have been checking out my blog. Wow, that's crazy. Talk about not having a life. But I did write a blog late last night. Jack Clark was a dangerous hitter in his day. You might want to take a look at that one. Also, Donnie Baseball needs to stop sharing. And, of course, I mentioned the Tri-State Sports Guys and Rich Hoffman. And the one that probably is gearing a lot of interest is the Aroyd denies punishment is due. Wow. Like I said, I've been doing a lot of writing this week. Mentally, I guess I'm a little less than normally there. So it's all right. A lot of stuff to go over this week in sports. I mean, I've got to do something because the Big Dog's doing all the work here. I mean, seriously, I have to do something.
Oh, please.
That's an oh, please, I want to continue, and I get it. That's fine. Don't worry about it, Big Dog. I still almost said something I'm going to regret.
Okay,
Fonzie. What?
Remember, I said, okay, Fonzie. Remember, Fonzie could never say that, remember?
You are so right. And this Monday, hopefully the Big Dog is available, but I have news. Mr. Sonny Clark has committed to joining us on Monday night. And it's going to be a blast, ladies and gentlemen. Talking about last Monday, Mike DePalma, Cliff Zier, and Ian Cullen. We had a blast on Monday night doing Hollywood's famous moments. It was a lot of fun, and on Monday, we're going to do the same thing, but this time it is 70s and 80s famous TV show scores. I already have 64 files uploaded, and it's going to be a Jeopardy-type game. Everyone gets a chance to answer. Everyone gets points, and whoever gets it right got the bragging rights, baby. So we invite you on Sunday night or on Monday night on the NDB Media channel. Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Woo-hoo! Wow, real jazz. So
yeah, I was disappointed that I didn't make that Monday night game. I mean that Monday night. Well,
it was a game.
but I was in the midst of a really weird schedule. Let me just go over with you, scorekeeper, really quick. Sunday night, I was picked up at. I take it back. I left my house at 6:10 at night. And didn't get home till 4:45 in the morning. So that would be Monday morning. I then came inside the house, washed up, changed my shirt, and I remember I got here at 4:45. I then left my house at 4:55. I got picked up and did not make it back home again until 4:15 p.m. I then rested for a couple of hours and then left my house once again at Monday night at 10:20 p.m. and made it back home at 4:30 a.m. That was in the span of just those 36 hours, maybe? Maybe less than that? Yeah, what, you are what you eat. Remember that.
Well, then I'm giving you props.
Anyways, when I finally came out of my daze, I realized I missed the show because, you know, I probably would have won. But, you know.
Yeah, funny, I called him for that, and then even I called him for the other program, and he said, yeah, I'm there, and it's like, whatever. You know, and I'm waiting, and then I start calling him, hey, Matt, come on, Matt Alvarez, wake up.
Of course, you said you could have said, come on. Of course, you also could have said, come on, Roger.
Hey, one time does not make a career. One time does not make a career. God, and my alarm went off at 5:30 this morning. So as soon as that thing went off, I was cursing like a stable boy not getting the lamb, ladies and gentlemen. Bah, it was that bad.
That's a good one.
I'm sorry for the image, ladies and gentlemen, but I was cursing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time this early in the morning. I'm sorry the big dog is not here, but maybe to keep himself sane, because I know he is tired. And I really give him a hard time about that he is tired. And he is. He's busy. It's good to know the robo dog is out there, as we say, humping it and getting it done. And ladies and gentlemen, it is absolutely awesome. I do want to take a quick moment and make sure I get this right. We do want to give out thanks to Journeys. They're located at 118 Los Cerritos Mall in Cerritos, California, 90703. Of course, you can give them a call at 562-924-4219, and you can find them at journeys.com. You know, they have all the latest clothing, shoes for kids and for young adults. Check them out, journeys.com. Well, big dog.
Woo-hoo.
I have my coffee ready. I've got to mix it, but it's not in front of me right now, but it's all heated up and everything, and I want to get my cup of coffee. So I need about 46 seconds.
All righty. Well, then we're gonna go over the biggest news that happened this week, of course, which was Monday.
Okay,
I'll be right back. A little article, and yep, go ahead. Of course, as we all know, the biggest news this week was Major League Baseball suspending A-Rod, otherwise known as Alex Rodriguez, and 12 others. Of course, it came down heavy on Monday night as players found it to have been involved with the South Florida Anti-Aging Clinic. Biogenesis suspended Alex Rodriguez through the end of the 2014 season and banning 12 others for 50 games, including three All-Stars, Nelson Cruz of the Rangers, Everett Cabrera of the San Diego Padres, and Johnny Peralta of the Tigers. Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig said in a statement that Rodriguez's punishment will begin Thursday. Of course, it has been since then. Of course, he has appealed that, so he is waiting for his appeal. So he is still playing. And, of course, it will cover the rest of the 2013 regular season, the 2013 postseason, and all of 2014 regular season. He explained that suspension was allowed under the drug program's protocols that was based on Rodriguez's use, and this is a quote, use and possession of numerous forms of prohibited performance-enhancing substances, including testosterone and a human growth hormone, over the course of multiple years, end quote. Rodriguez's discipline under the basic agreement is for attempting to cover up violations of the program by engaging in a course of conduct intended to obstruct and frustrate the Office of the Commissioner's investigation. Selig also said in the statement that that the 12 other players agreed to deals for their suspensions in which they gave up their right to appeal. The other nine, in addition to Cruz, Cabrera, and Peralta, are Antonio Bastardo, the Philadelphia Francisco Cervelli, who, of course, is a Yankees catcher, who was on the disabled list. Jordany Valdespin, who is a New York Mets outfielder. He's in the minors. Jesus Montero of the Seattle Mariners. He's a catcher in the minors. Cesar Puello, who is a Mets outfielder in the minors. Sergio Escalona, who is a Houston Astros pitcher in the minors. Fernando Martinez, who is a Yankees outfielder in the minors. Faustino De Los Santos, who is a free agent pitcher, and Jordan Nobredo, who is a free agent pitcher. Also, two names in the Biogenesis report, Gio Gonzalez of the Washington Nationals and Danny Valencia of the Baltimore Orioles, were cleared of any wrongdoing and will not be disciplined. The Blue Jays, Melky Cabrera, and the Athletics, Bartolo Colon, and the Padres, Yasmani Grandal, have already served 50-game suspensions for PED use and will not face additional discipline for the Biogenesis scandal, the league also announced. Were you surprised at any of these names that were suspended or names that should have been on there, you felt, scorekeeper?
No, there are no names that I feel should be on there. I'm never, ever going to take that route for several reasons, because I've never accused anyone of being on on anything. Yes, whether it be juice or whatever, quite frankly. I've never, ever, ever accused anyone of such. And we are going to discuss that in a little bit as to how smart you and I have been, Big Dog, of never accusing anyone. So many people talk about it, and we have been professional about it. Yeah, I guess that's what we want to call it. But the reality is that, you know, you just can't go around telling anyone that they're juicing. And someone did that.
Yes, they did.
And now they're going to be in – well, no, they're not going to be. They are in lots of problems. And I even commented as well on that. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys give me some love. Follow the blog. It's DodgerStadiumExpress.blogspot.com. It is written by yours truly. I've commented very recently on Jack Clark, Donnie Baseball, of course, A-Roid, all that stuff. Check it out. And there are no comments. So that means one of two things. What the hell's going on?
What happened? You're still there.
It says the episode ended.
Oh.
It does.
No,
it says the episode ended.
Oh, mine is showing live for 1 hour and 41 minutes remaining. I will refresh, though, just to make sure. I'm refreshing at this moment. Oh, Block Talk Radio just went down. It says our engineers have been notified, and we will get this fixed. Holy moly.
So we are having technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. We ask you to bear with us. It looks like we're still live. We'll see.
Yes, we are still live.
Now I'm all paranoid about this. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Don't you just love Block Talk Radio?
No, I don't.
I was being facetious.
Were you really?
Yes, I was.
Okay,
anyway,
we're still live. Sorry. Thank God.
Could,
but it's it. We were off air. The program was done. Bunch of bozos. I'm sorry. I got paranoid.
No problem, scorekeeper.
Oh, now it says we're gone again. Well, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing right now. Let's complain about Blog Talk Radio.
Alrighty. Well, actually, I was going to talk about Mr. Clark, since we were talking about Mr. Clark and not Sonny Clark, but Jack Clark, the original Dodger killer from way back when. Still don't know why Mr. Lasorda pitched to him in that series, but that is neither here nor there, I guess.
Oh, it's there. And the ball is there.
I think the ball is still going.
Yeah, it was a bang. There's no doubt about it.
Yes. Well, of course, what happened was is Albert Pujols of the Los Angeles Angels of the Anaheim of Chavez Ravine is going to take legal action against Jack Clark after the former St. Louis Cardinals slugger accused Pujols of taking performance-enhancing drugs. Clark made the accusation on his radio show in St. Louis. He said, quote, I am currently, this is what Pujols says, I am currently in the process of taking legal action against Jack Clark and his employees at WGNU 920 AM. Pujols said in a statement released yesterday. He says, I'm going to send a message that you cannot act in a reckless manner like they have and get away with it. He says, if I have to be the athlete to carry the torch and pave the way for others, for other innocent players to see that you can do something about it, then I'm proud to be that person. I have 5 young children, and I take being a role model very seriously. The last thing I want is for the fans, especially the kids out there, to question my reputation and my character. Because there's Jack Clark, who, of course, served as the Dodgers hitting coach from 2000 to 2003, said that Pujols' former trainer, Chris Mayfield, told him a decade ago that he shot him up, referring to Pujols. Clark concluded that the current Angels first baseman and longtime Cardinals great has been a juicer. He says, I know for a fact that he was. He says, the trainer that worked with him threw him batting practice from Kansas City and that worked with him out every day basically told me what he did. Reached by ESPN.com's TJ Quinn yesterday, Mayfield denied telling Clark that Pujols took PEDs. He says, I haven't talked to Jack Clark in close to 10 years. His statements are simply not true. I have known Albert Pujols since he was 18 years old, and he would never use illegal drugs in any way. I would bet my life on it and probably would drop dead on the spot if I found out that he had been using PEDs.
Yeah, that's not a good thing, dude, because someone, you know, sometimes someone's, you know, went ahead and, you know, bet their salary and, you know, they lost. You shouldn't bet your life, especially on someone of the likes of A-Roid, please.
Well, no, it's Albert Pujols.
Along the lines of that, yes.
Yes.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty bad that this would happen, and Jack Clark is now facing legal action. The word, is the word? Slander comes into play. And as I went ahead to make clear in my blog entry, yes, I'm talking about my blog over and over and over, is that, Jack, if you're going to make an announcement like that, Jack, make sure you have the guy on with you on the radio, meaning that he's willing to come forth. If it's true, you know, there's several things here. Number one, it's been 10 years. Why is he just coming clean now? Oh, wait a minute. Is it because I just started a brand new radio program? And they're being caustic and aggressive on air? I don't know about that, big dog. If it turns out that Pujols is juicing, it's going to go back to this. You know, that's fine. Albert will have to deal with it. But my thing is, Jack Clark knew about it for 10 years, and he didn't say a word.
Yeah, why? Exactly, yes.
Jack is just as guilty if, in fact, Albert Pujols has taken, but the person that allegedly shot him in the butt has said, no, I never shot him in the butt. So, Albert, apparently, you've not been shot in the butt.
Now, you, of course, being the scorekeeper...
Pujols. I am the artist formerly known as the scorekeeper.
Has Pujols had the steroid thing been around him for years, or is he one of the guys that has from the very beginning just, you know, been a power hitter and, you know, no one has questioned whether or not he'd been on steroids? Has this been lingering around him for a while or not?
Big dog, the whispering of the steroids, well, now everyone is coming out after the fact and saying, well, you know, there have always been whispers of Albert. And my thing is, no, there have not been whispers of Albert. There haven't been. The only time the whispers begin is when there's a steroids issue that has come to play. Albert did have the whispers in 2009 when Alex Rodriguez, no, Alex A, or A-Roid, sorry. Oh, sorry, big dog. I'm faster. Two of your lines there. And which they're your credit. Oh, and by the way, and as my blog clearly states, we were the first ones on air to use the word A-Roid. And we were, because when the news broke that day, we went on air within minutes. Remember that, big dog?
Yes, I do.
And we called him A-Roid back then, before anyone else. So we have digital proof. So, you ugly, your mom addresses you funny. We were the first ones that did it.
Oh,
that was Amanda Bynes.
Tarvino's in the chat room, and he says, I always knew Pujols was juicing.
Oh, well, I'm going to wait to see if Tarvino is going to say that on his program. Because we know that Jack Clark is being sued or has legal action being taken against him. Now, I don't know from where in the Dominican or from where in the Caribbean Albert Pujols is from, so I really want to know what legal action is. Because if you're going to hire yourself a notario público here in the United States, you're screwed, dude. You're screwed. Because a notario público just takes a witness limit. A public notary in the United States is a witness. A witness to a swearing, a witness to a signature. But a notary public in Mexico and in many parts of the Caribbean, Central America, those are attorneys. So when you go to a tax place and it says notary public, people believe that those are attorneys. And it's actually against the law here in California. It is against the law for you to use the word notario público in Spanish. If you display it on your business card or you display it on your storefront, that is against the law, big dog.
Interesting.
Yes,
stupid,
I know these things. I know these things. No, I'm trying to protect the Spanish audience that does not listen to us.
I have a little bit of an update. This came in last night, or actually this morning, about 6 hours ago. That the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported this morning that inside St. Louis, the company that puts on the show, that puts on Jack Clark's show, announced it has terminated its relationship with Jack Clark and co-host Kevin Slayton. They completed only 7 shows. So in 7 shows, he got himself fired. Because he opened his mouth and made an accusation without having the person there. And, of course, it was steadfastly denied by both. And now he's being sued for slander. So I don't blame the radio company for distancing themselves, because Pujols already is saying that, you know, he's going to be suing the radio station also for allowing Clark to say that without it being probably at least checked by the producer or something. So... those guys are trying to distance themselves now, so we're going to see what's happening with Jack Clark.
A whole lot of nothing, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I really invite you to read the blog entry on it. I wrote a lot more. I only want to touch on it, but I did use the word slander, and I did use the word legal action being taken against him. So I am not surprised that he's been let go. And this is – him making that declaration was – in the style of what they were trying to do, in-your-face sports commentary. And Jack, like I said, you were a feared hitter once, but now you're just whiffing. And there's a problem. Your stuff's recorded, dude, and it's there for all posterity. I'm sorry?
Adam Dunn? He thinks he's Adam
Well,
Dunn?
Adam Dunn still has his contract and is showing up and whiffing at the plate. You know, Jack Clark is not. Jack Clark was actually a feared hitter in his day. He really was.
Yes,
that guy was dangerous. It was funny. It was like he was the only adult kid, remember, in the lineup while everyone was a bunch of jackrabbits. Remember that?
Yeah.
The Cardinals of the 80s. Man, those guys could fly. And they did. They flew like there was no tomorrow. And there was only one guy in the lineup that could really send the ball out, and that was Jack Clark. Well.
Yep.
Goodbye, Jack.
I guess
he was actually a Yankee in 1988.
Was he really? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, Big Dog, but I do.
How did he do?
His average was, I believe, in the 250s or 260s, and he hit close to 30 homers, and I think he had, you know, the number 27 and 93 come into play. So, I'm going to check that out right now to see how my memory is. This Skype thingy, but here we go. Statistics. No, we're going to go to players. But go ahead, Big Dog. Why don't you continue with that? But
so
Jack, sorry, dude.
So he – I can't remember. Who did the Dodgers beat in 88? Did they beat the Yankees in 88?
Oh, nice try, dude. They beat the – who was there? The Oakland Athletics. It was the start of the Oakland Athletics.
That's right. Brian said, why would I be afraid to say it on my show? I always have.
Oh, my God, Big Dog. Oh, my God. In 1988, with the Yankees, he played in 150 games. He hit .242, so I was wrong on that. But he had 27 homers and 93 RBIs.
There you go.
That's exactly what I said, Big Dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You're the man.
Yes, I am the artist formerly known as the Scorekeeper. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, it's not that you're afraid, Brian. It's just you don't want to do that because they're taking legal action. That's why I am very, very careful. I don't accuse people of anything other than Jeff being a dumbass. That's neither here nor there. Oh, by the way, Jeff, I do owe you an apology that you took it that way, that me calling you a dumbass was insulting. It quite frankly was not. It was really a familial term of endearment because you are a dumbass. So I had to get it out of my system because I know he doesn't listen to this channel, but I know he's hurt that I called him what he is.
Dumbass.
Yes. Oh, you beat me to it.
See, he may be a dumbass, but at least he's our dumbass. He could look at it that way.
I have to make a note of that. That might be part of our conversation when his performance evaluation comes up. But it's okay. It's all right. It's all right, Jeffy. You're our dumbass. It's all right. We must deal with it as well as you. Nah, he's all right. I was out of line on Monday night. I did press at home a little bit too much about Jeff. I am kidding. Jeff is a big part of this family, the NDB Media family, or as some would say, the Adams family. But hey, well, it's a family nevertheless. And Jeff is a big part of it, so it's just a lot of fun being able to rip him that way. So, I'm sorry. You can stop crying, dude. I apologize.
Trevino says that I guess he's assuming because you're saying that, you know, that Pujols could take legal action. And
he is.
And Trevino against Trevino, if he says it. Trevino says they better not take his dog, damn it. He says because they better have a lot of peanut butter.
Oh, you didn't. Well, it's okay.
He put that in the chat room. I did not.
No, I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming him. I'm saying, oh, no, you didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, 347-637-2306. You can find this on Facebook. This program has its own Facebook page. It's called Sports Talk with the Guys. I'm thinking of actually having a page that will be just for the NDB Media 2 channel. And that will work out for us, I believe. But I do want to remind everyone that there's going to be a lot of stuff going on today, ladies and gentlemen. We activated, yes, we have yet another channel on NDB Media. I believe it's NDB Media Sports 2013, like a video game. It is, I don't know what the channel is, but I'll find it in a minute. But we're going to have the continuation this morning following this program. So it might be Big Dog, if you're available, we might go the full 5 hours today.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
5 hours, 11. No, I can't quite make the whole. She goes in at 11:30, so I'd be okay.
It's okay. We'll go 4 hours, 58 minutes, if that's all right with you. Yeah, I was only kidding. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a good time this early in the morning, and I've got to tell you that we are. We are just having a great time. They are calling in via Skype. I'm going to bring them in now and see if the person is awake, because I've already had a few sips of coffee, but I think the man is doing very well. And good morning there, hardest working man in sports.
Good morning there, scorekeeper. Sorry I'm late. I literally just rolled out of bed. I was working late last night on what we're doing for today. So
I know, Sonny Clark. You and I were having a conversation late last night. Well, it was late for you.
Yes. I usually hit the bed a little bit earlier than I did last night. I was up even after I got off the phone with you working on the stuff for today. It's going to be a rocking day today.
Oh, my goodness. It is going to be a rocking day. Of course, we wake you up, sports talk with the guys, and the couch potato is not going to be following us for the full 3 hours. He's going to be with us, but the reason being is, ow! Couch potato.
Yeah.
Tell us, what is going to happen today? Now, take note, ladies and gentlemen, from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Pacific time, or we'll do Central time, from 8 to 10 a.m., Sports Talk with the Guys is on, and then from 10 to God knows what, the Break It Down show is going to be on that special three-hour channel that we just made up, and then Couch Potato, what happens?
Well, then we're going to be on your channel, this channel again later today. We got the WAFL Women's Arena Football League that is going to be on your channel. The Atlanta Archers will be taking on the New Orleans Bayou Queens. So that game is today. And later on the Couch Potato Sports Show at 6:30 Central Standard Time, we're going to finish it off with a doubleheader of another women's arena football league game. It's going to be the Dallas Dolls taking on the Houston Lady Oilers. So we're going to be bringing you those games live from Garland, Texas, which literally right down the street from me. It's about 7 miles max away from my home. So it's right around the corner. So we'll be bringing that to you.
So, Sonny, you will be live at the event?
Yes, I will. Yes, live at the event, because I wish there was a way I could bring Scorekeeper in to do it, but there's not going to be a media feed. Yeah, there's not going to be a media feed. However, this is going to be a reality show. They're doing the reality show, putting it together, and seeing if someone will buy it up on one of the channels on TV. If not, it will be put up on the Internet. So there's going to be cameras everywhere, and it's going to be kind of a festivity going on out there.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, women playing football, scantily clad, I'm sorry, in uniform. Wow, how could that not sell? Actually, ladies and gentlemen, I'm exaggerating. First off, I owe a lot of thanks to Ramey. You guys know that we, myself, the big dog, started on Blog Talk Radio, a lot of it because of Ramey. And we leaned to the women's sports aspects because of what Ramey was doing over at Sports Geeks. And I'm not going to say we took the baton, but we went our own direction as well. We met the Couch Potato. And because of the Couch Potato, we were able to continue in that tiny tradition of covering women's sports. But with Sonny, of course, he's made incredible headway into indoor football, and now he is doing the women's indoor football. And ladies and gentlemen, I've had a lot of highlights. The big dog and I have had a lot of highlights on the sports program. But personally, Sonny, being able to call the Pacific Cup game, that was neat. It was a good game, by the way.
Yes, and, it was.
Yeah, by the way.
Just
was
in
awesome.
Case you didn't know.
Right. Having the ability to do this, wow. And a lot of it goes to Sonny, but the rest of it goes to the fact that these leagues are available. And if you guys aren't paying attention to them, well, maybe that's just what our role in life is going to be, bringing the news of that to you guys. Because Sonny and I have been incredibly lucky to call those games, but Sonny, damn women, they hit, baby.
I'm telling you, I think this is going to be, We saw it. We did it via the video feed with the Pacific Cup, and we saw some hard hitting. And they are setting me up actually right up on the 50-yard line. And I'm so ready for this. It's going to be really interesting. I'm actually going to be real close. I prefer not to be. I prefer to be where I was at the Allen Event Center, a little bit away so I can see things moving around. However, they're going to put me right at the 50-yard line. So this should be different, and hopefully I can see everything as well as I did from there. That's what I'm only hoping for.
Seeing everything. Mr. Clark, I just want to know, did you go from head-to-head view or breast-to-breast view? That's all I want to know if you're on the 50-yard line. Huh, big dog? He gets the 50-yard line for these women.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
He gets to check out every tight end out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right there. All the tight ends and some – got some nice cornerbacks working out there, too, so –
Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to welcome Zeke in the chat room. And, of course, he told me I say ladies and gentlemen too much. So, ladies and gentlemen, I ask you to forgive me. I apparently cannot say that all that much. I do apologize. He did. He said, if there's anything that I need to fix is I got to find another phrase. All right. Bimbos and hoes. Maybe I'll use that one. I don't know. Or what is a hood? Oh, hoods and hoes. Welcome, Hoods and Hoes. I think I could use that one. I don't know. But he's
about,
right.
I dare you to say that when Tanya gets on the air with us.
Hoods and Hoes?
No, biatches and dicks. There you go. There you go.
Well, I can do the former one. I don't know if I want to do the latter one. I can do a mean biatch. It's no problem. You know, I've been in their presence numerous times. So, Zeke, I want to thank you for waking up this early in the morning. I do appreciate it. Of course, Zeke is our East Coast VP of operations.
It's almost 10 o'clock over where he's at. That's not early.
Yeah, when you go to bed at 3 in the morning, that's early. Or 5 in the morning, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is the very same Zeke that is buying the Star Trek dolls, you know, the life-size dolls. He says the statue.
Action figures.
No, I don't know if they're action figures. They look like they're blow-up dolls to me. But what do I know? I've never had a blow. Actually, I did have a blow-up doll one time. It was those little things that had Shut up. It was a circular thing at the bottom, so it could Shut up.
There should be a circular thing at the top too.
No. You would punch it; it would bounce back. It was like a punching bag.
Uh-huh.
You remember those, Sonny?
Sonny.
Something.
Do you remember
like
those?
That.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever have one of those, Sonny?
No, I'm sorry.
Right.
No.
I know the big dog did. That's why he's just making fun of me, because almost every Hispanic child had those growing up, because they were like 99 cents even back then, too. So that was relatively cheap or inexpensive.
Well, I had a blow-up ball. I didn't have a blow-up doll.
I don't think I had – well, actually, I think I did have a blow-up ball. I had those, too. So, you know,
it's
part of the Hispanic
experience.
So anyway,
yeah, a professional comedian would eat us alive this morning.
I don't know, Sonny. Unfortunately, we might eat that comedian alive.
Yeah, well, that could be too. Oh, my
Ladies
God.
And gentlemen, again, Sonny did not hear it. He did ask me to remind him for Monday's program, so I'm going to remind him now.
Oh, yeah, I want to be there for that.
So we now have four people that are going to be on with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm inviting everyone and anyone to be on there. I've also told him, as I mentioned to Sonny, that BTR feud is coming back. We don't have a date for it. It's probably going to be in late August, early September. Zeke will host that again. We might have to do a practice run again. Because when we did the practice run, remember, Big Dog? We were all over the place, dude.
Oh, yeah.
But after we did the practice run, it was cool. So BTR feud is back. But this Monday, again, it's Manic Monday. We're going to be doing 70s and 80s. TV show themes. I already have 62 to 64 files, and It's going to be a lot of fun. So all those TV shows, and Sonny Clark, yes, I will say this straight out. Your TV show theme is in there. It is. Oh, dude, it's funny. I really don't know how I chose that one for you, dude, but I just love it. I love it.
It's a great tune. It's got everything. It's got funk. It's got rhythm. It's got blue. It's just got everything that's good music all about.
I may have found Matt Alvarez's theme song because I was listening to all those theme songs. And for some reason, Sesame Street seems to, seems to be right on there. It's got a catchy little tune to it. But, I mean, look, I don't think we're ever going to change, you know, Barney, because I will never forget the day that Tim called in and played Barney.
So you're going to blame it all on Tim. Why not, right?
No! It was freaking hilarious because Tim called in, and I think it was late in the afternoon, huh, Big Dog? We were doing an evening show?
Yes.
And Matt had called in. And then at the very end, Tim says, oh, and by the way, here's one for you, Matt. And at first we're like, what? And then the volume went up, and it was Barney. I love you. You love me. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
It stuck.
And ladies and gentlemen, by the way, I also – oh, I'm sorry. Hoods and Hoes. I do want to announce that we did get a lot of play – on Thursday.
Instead of Hoods and Hoes, it should be Pimps and Hoes. Let's keep the group together.
I don't know. That might be derisive to the pimps, dude.
Again,
if I say pimps.
when you play a cocktail theme song, he's supposed to be walking with a pimp stick and everything. Remember, we're walking with the walk. So
well. That's what you say. I just like the theme. But you did add that flavor to that.
Walking with a white fedora at the same time. Just, you know.
I can see that. I actually can see that. See, because, you know, we've met Sonny. We've done programs with him. And then hearing him, like, mumble in the background when the song is going on. And I come back live, and he's still doing the song. That's funny. That is funny. But, yes, if he has a little cane and the fedora, the white fedora, well, then so be it. I may have to insult the pimps and
I
say.
I need to get a white one. I got three fedoras, but not white.
Are they
Are
they Indiana Jones color, Sonny?
Are they what?
Indiana Jones color.
No. I got one that's black, I got one that's gray, and then I got one that's gray pinstriped.
Ooh.
You know, at the Disneyland store, they sell the Indiana Jones fedora. And my wife actually said, do you want to get one? Man, every time I went to Disneyland, and you guys know, for 2 years, I was going every week, I would look at that fedora, and I wanted that fedora.
Sonny, you know why she asked him that?
I think I see where this is going, but I don't want to screw it up. It's got to be something about a whip.
That's right. She's all, you already have the whip. Might as well get the hat.
I did not see that one. Oh, by the way, Z.
Oh, I did.
Not. Good morning, Tarvino. Good morning, Couch Potato. Good morning, Zeke in the chat room. And Zeke is flying away with Huggy Bear, Starsky and Hutch.
Well, yeah, with the pimp walk, you know, with the fedora and everything.
Wow, that's funny. That is funny. So, Sonny, I go back to you. Do you think a comedian could hold their water with us?
I don't know. Just depends on how quick they are on the draw. It is 8 in the morning, 6 o'clock your time. So you know what? They probably couldn't hang with you. It's too early in the morning. They just got off their gig, and Lord knows if they went drinking after their gig. So they might not be able to keep up.
And, Sonny, that is an incredibly beautiful segue. Thank you. The pimps, the comedians, and the hose cannot stay with us, and nor can the competition on Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Is that not true, Big Dog?
That's right.
Thank you for the segue. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, every Saturday morning, we have just belted away the competition. Every few weeks, I tell the Big Dog and Couch Potato, I said, oh, look, someone else is going up against us on Saturday. And, oh, look, someone else is here. Oh, look, someone else. And they're gone.
There you go.
3 feet.
Scorekeeper, and calling us pimps and hoes, that works perfect. Because, you know, those people come on and try and challenge us. And what do? We give them the pimp hole bitch slap.
Yeah, they're gone.
The pimp hole bitch slap. Oh,
bitch
my
slap
God.
Right on out of here.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we do tell them this is our side of the street, baby. Oh, and by the way, don't even bother to go to the other side because that's our side, too.
That's right.
So we own Saturday morning on Blog Talk Radio. We do. We've owned it for a while. And with Couch Potato, we cemented that hold. Unbelievable. There is no four-hour block like us anywhere. We
That's
own
right.
Saturday morning and Sunday,
yep.
Dare I say, you guys own Sunday morning. And it's
at least
the way it
football.
Is.
At least during football, boy, there ain't nobody better on Sunday morning when we get together and we do the round table. That being said, and I'm so looking forward to this season as well because we're going to start at week. We've already covered all the divisions one time. Now we're recovering them. We recovered the NFC West last week, so this week, tomorrow, we're going to recover the NFC and AFC East to see if there's been any changes since we did it 3 weeks ago. So that's what's on board tomorrow, plus all NFL news and things that are popping up all over the NFL. We will be bringing that to you. So it's going to be a good show tomorrow morning as well. So it's a busy weekend here on Blog Talk Radio.
It is a busy weekend. Big Dog, do you notice that they've already done it? I mean, Sonny, Big Dog and I, the Big Dog prepares for the Saturday morning program all the time, even though I am a lot more prepared than I've been in a long time, Big Dog. And as I've said it, the Big Dog in the last year has been carrying Sports Talk with the guys. There is no doubt about it. I thought for 4 years that it was equal on the material that was being brought to the program, but the Big Dog over the last year has carried.
He walks in with a folder full of information. Or at least 3 pages typed in small font. I mean, that's the same thing.
Or copy and paste. But yes, he's always ready to go.
You know, both of you guys must have brown eyes because both of you guys are just full of shit.
Wow. Anyway, but no matter how prepared we are, and Sonny, I think we were still rookies compared to you. We were always prepared. We had our subject matter. But
when we
saw the preparation that you had, Sonny, we were very impressed. And that just made us take our game to another level. And that's just our respect for you. Sonny Clark, when he went to Vegas, he had one sheet of paper. And I looked at it when he said, I got my notes here. And I was like, well, I suppose we can do 5 hours off that. Yeah, right. And and then he has this little Rolodex computer type machine that he has everything on there. And then he just scrolls through it, and we're just like, holy mother of couch potato in heat. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He is just so well prepared, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to believe that we prepare as well as they do because Sonny does. He is the – here you go, baby. He is the hardest working man in sports. And Sonny,
not only that, in just what we're doing, hold on. I just woke up, so everything is coming out.
Thank you for that image.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
Ali
Lava Sabatani.
Yeah, I died right there. So. Actually, let me get back to you. I have a business call here. Let me get right back with you, okay?
Sure. By all means, Sonny. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so Sonny Clark is dealing with business. He has to do that from time to time, and he's going to do so. But, yeah, big dog, honestly, I remember when we went to Vegas, I took close to 20 pages, remember, of typewritten notes. I type written notes. Oh, my God, I don't believe I said that. My notes are never typed. They were handwritten notes. And the big dog, he does type his notes. So the big dog has about anywhere from 5 to 10 pages. And we went to Vegas, and then we bought the newspaper early in the morning, and we were ready to go. And Sonny Clark's ready, too, but he does his homework. He does his homework, huh, big dog?
I try.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, the wrong number. Calling on my business line. I almost went through the line on him.
No, what it was, scorekeeper, the guy got on the phone and they gave Castillo the offer. He's, that's not high enough. Double that. Call me back later. And hung up.
I believe that.
Well, I will tell you, I look at this as different, and I'm going to tell you that we're going to be doing the same thing with scorekeeper. We've been on air since 2009 on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We started doing football games two years ago, and what it's grown to is really I never sat down and thought of myself as a sports business person or anything else like that. But what it has done is set it up. You know, folks that don't know that what we're doing, and I can actually finally announce it because our business license is set.
Thank you.
I was offered a position with a new indoor football team, and not just with the broadcasting. I am going to be doing that. I'm the director of communications with a new indoor football team called the Mesquite Ghost Riders, and it's so new. We don't even have the website up yet, so we're working on the website. But also, the head coach of the Texas Revolution is heading up this new team, who also hired me to be the vice president of football operations for this new
Woo-hoo.
Football team. So it's become a great, you know, a great situation, and I was able to take it and bring it into more business-like to where now, I think every person wants to do something in sports, at least every guy wants to do
yes.
something in sports where they can say, hey, I make money off of that. And if it wasn't for Blog Talk Radio, Sports Talk with the Guys, and what we do as far as the indoor football leagues and calling them, well, I would not be where I was. So that's why, and that's what we're going to be trying to do with Roger Noriega as well, get him set up to where maybe something like that can work for him, or at least get him in a door where he can call. I mean, you guys got some opportunity with indoor football right there in California. I think there's a new league starting up. So, or just with some local sports as well, and working on that part, it's going to be good. I think it's going to be really good. Never mind that,
you know,
we do high school sports.
Yes.
Oh,
and
congratulations, Sonny.
Yes, and Sonny, it is all you. But I appreciate you giving us the thanks on that. It's something that it's been mutual. But I will say this: remember, Big Dog, for about 2-3 years, every time Sonny would say something similar about the Couch Potato and Sports Talk with the Guys, remember I'd always say, oh, no, we're that little plover fish.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember? It's been a while since I've said that now, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, it just means that we're now an overweight plover fish, ladies and gentlemen. This plover fish has grown, I will say that. It has, and we're very fond of it. But the Saturday morning stuff has been a thrill, and I guess I'm now going to steal his line. It's been a kick in the pants. Unbelievable.
Okay.
I still don't know what the still don't know what in the hell it means, because whenever I got kicked in the pants, it was not a thrill for me, but it's neither here nor there. But Sonny is the hardest working man in sports, and what he's accomplished. I want to thank you for that, Sonny. You did share this with me several weeks ago. So, by the way, this is another story. Thank you, Sonny. I'm not going to say, you know, it was held in the strictest of confidences. He did, you know, mention this to me, and I didn't say a word. And one of my hosts this week told me that I need to clear the calendar and that some hosts may have to move their programs because they're going to have a big guest on because they've reached out to someone and they confirmed. I said, really? Who is this guest? I don't know if I should tell you.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, so you're telling me, like, the time that I wanted you to hold in strictest confidence that we were going to be interviewing someone and you blurted it on air, right, moron? When I told you to shut up till it was official. Oh, my Lord. Or, sorry, Eli Eli Lava Sabatani. Oh, I wish I could get on my bird
that.
Of prey. Yeah, you remember that, huh, Sonny? I went off on it because I told Sonny, I said, come on! I told him to shut up, and he announced it on air. I could not believe it. So it was absolutely hilarious. I said, there's a reason that I need to know, you know, number one, I'm not you, moron, and two, I need to know if, in fact, that I do need to move this program. And when the person told me who it is, first of all, I laughed because they said, well, you know, you're going to really have to use some fellatio to get him on, you know, because our fellatio didn't work. So, you know, but there is a chance. And, and then someone else gave him better fellatio because he was on the program later. We were very pissed about it because a person did commit to doing the program with us and just never went on. And a year later, or within the year, the person was on. And the only hint I'm going to give is the person is notorious for giving short interviews. And I'm going to leave it at that because the person may be on NDB Media, or I'm sorry, Jeff Trek. Yeah. Too distinct. Oh, God. All right. Well, there you go. There you go.
Scorekeeper. Scorekeeper, I was going to tell you, there was the most important thing you forgot to tell him as to why he should tell you.
Because I am me.
No, you're the president. You run this whole damn thing.
I know. I told him. I mean, it's like there's a reason for me needing to know, you moron. So anyway, just a short story. But it slipped. It really did slip the name of the program. That was bad. That was bad. So anyway, now you had an insight into NDB Media Communication. So remember when I posted the picture from a mad world? Remember when the detective has both phones in between his ears? That is truly an NDB Media conference. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, we're already at the halfway mark for Sports Talk with the Guys, and we have a lot more to go over. We're having a good time, ladies and gentlemen, talking sports, talking about the inanities of NDB Media management structure. Lots of good stuff. I mean, if you guys ever want to see a comedy of errors, you need to put a camera on our computers when we're having staff meetings.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, that means, okay. I was thinking our radio show, yours, and hey, Roger, no. We don't need a camera.
Yeah.
I'll get in too much trouble.
Oh, I would too. Because if people think that I'm a little dictator on air and stuff, you have no idea, none whatsoever. There was another moment, I'm sorry I digress, that there was a personal issue going on. And, you know, being that we're now in management, we have to resolve these things. And the person called me, and this has been going on for several weeks, and I said, look, this is over. I don't want to go with this anymore. It's done. I don't want to go in circles with you. I don't want to talk about this anymore. And the person paused and then continued. I was like, oh, you son of a... Couldn't believe it. I was like, you're fired. Oh, I can't do that.
You're too nice.
Well, number one is, if we do owe him any money, we owe him it at the exact moment. So you never fire anyone. You put them on leave of absence.
So you can, yeah, I understand that one.
Yeah. Oh, seriously, that's why you never get fired. You're always go home. You're on place on leave of absence because if you are fired anywhere in the United States, if they say you're fired, at that moment they have to literally, and I use a retail term, check you out. They owe you everything up until that exact minute right there. So if they say you're fired, you cannot walk out and say, oh, well, we'll pay you later. Nope. You have to pay them right then and there. That's why everyone goes home on leave. So, by the way. So it's kind of ironic that if I were to say that to someone, usually they're at home talking, and then I'd say, well, go home on leave. So, I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, we are having a good time. Big Dog. Or Sonny, we've been talking steroids this morning. We've also been talking about steroids with Jack Clark's accusation. We've also been talking about a few other things. Actually, Big Dog, something that you did not mention was that he also accused John Verlander. Not only Albert.
That wasn't in the article that I read. I did not see that.
Yeah, I saw that late last night when I decided to comment about it. And he also accused John Verlander. So it wasn't only Prince Albert that he accused. He also did that. So there we go.
I wonder why he's out there doing that. I really do.
Because he just started a new radio show. Which he just got fired from early this morning, about 6 hours ago. He just got fired. They only did 7 episodes, and that is no longer. So I guess maybe he was trying to do, you know, the shock jock type of a show where he was going to make those accusations, figuring he'd be able to say what he wants. And Mr. Pools got his lawyer right away, and evidently he's going to be suing him for slander.
Yeah, and Sonny, one thing that I did not put in my blog entry, because there you go, Sonny, I have another blog entry, baby, and it was about that. I did not mention, or maybe I did, where I think the only reason why Jack decided to accuse him is just like what everyone else is doing towards A-Rod. Everyone is accusing him of this, that, all these theories, and I guess he thought in his own little fishbowl he could say it just like all those other idiots. Well, guess what, idiot? Someone was listening to you because you're on the radio and it was recorded. So now they're going to be taking legal action. And he did lose his job. And sorry, Jack. Shock jocks. You've gotten your story straight.
No big loss.
I'm sorry?
No big loss. I mean, you know.
It is a big loss. And the Dodger fans are snickering right now because he was the one that ended their hopes in 1985.
Yeah, but then, like I said, they brought him back 15 years later as their hitting coach.
Yeah, well, maybe to teach him how to hit with two outs, runners on first and second in the bottom of the ninth of a championship game.
Yeah. No, you don't need to learn how to hit. What you need to learn how to do is be the manager and put him on the damn base. You don't pitch to him.
You're funny. Fair enough.
Lane's right. You don't pitch to Jack Clark, who's been ripping you know, the meat from the bone.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, that's like putting up Albert Pujols after he cranked out 3 home runs off the same pitcher.
Fair enough. All right.
As scorekeeper would say, that's stupid.
Really? So over here, that's funny because I'm having a crystal moment because if you caught the post or not, I thought it was very funny. Zeke did post a very interesting thing on Facebook where he said that, you know, that my boss would call me a dumbass. I'm like, yeah. So I guess on the other side, on NDB Media, everyone's a dumbass, but on the sports side, you're stupid. It was like, wow. Different world. On this side, you're stupid. Oh, yeah, there's the tone. On this side, you're stupid. And on the other side, you're a dumbass. I had a moment of clarity, ladies and gentlemen. Big Dog, unless Mr. Clark doesn't want to go on anyone's theme in particular, where are we going next, sir?
Well, we're staying baseball, but we're heading over to Detroit because once again, it is over.
Yes.
Mr. Jose Valverde is gone once again, but this time I think it is for good. He had 20 appearances this year with a 5.59 ERA in his last 8 games, he imploded. Between May 31st and June 19th, he had a 13.50 ERA and allowed 6 home runs in 7 1/3 innings. That, my friends, will not get the job done on any level whatsoever.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I agree. Yeah.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, I think he's out of here. There's no doubt about it. Well, He's been around for a little while. No way, this is Valverde. He hasn't been around that long.
Yes.
He's been around long enough.
Yeah, long enough.
Yeah, long enough to get those numbers out of here. Dude, see ya. Hey, but you know what? If he still throws in the 90s, someone else will give him a shot.
He's 35, though. He's 35.
And for a reliever, he's far from done.
Yeah, that is up there. Boy, it doesn't seem like he's that old.
That's true. I mean, is he Caribbean or Central American? Because he may be actually like 40-something.
Oh,
and they're saying
that's right. You know what, Jack Clark? I do have sympathy for you. I do have sympathy because I always say that. Because when they give someone's age from the Caribbean, I'm like, oh, yeah, right. And we always add 15 years to their age. So I think
it's funny. Jack Clark gets fired after you post an article about it. That's what I think is funny.
There you go.
I do appreciate that, Mr. Clark. And thank you for putting my article. Yeah. Because I did say something. Did I say he should be fired? I don't think so. But thank you, Sonny. Yeah, I did post it, and now he's gone. Wow.
Oh, speaking of Mr. Scorekeeper, I have a question for you since you are the scorekeeper.
And now the artist formerly known as the scorekeeper.
Are the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes affiliated with the Dodgers?
The Rancho Cucamonga Quakes are Southern California's hoe. They have been affiliated with someone, all over the place.
I remember them being affiliated with the Angels. But just yesterday, there was a digital billboard. And it said Dodger Town, and I was like, Dodger Town, okay, cool. You know, talking about Dodger Town, and then it said, you know, come to the Quakes game. But it had a big old Dodger Town logo on it, so that's why I'm wondering, are they now affiliated with the Dodgers?
Yes, they are. Their uniforms are in Dodger Blue. They are an affiliate.
Jeez, Dodger Blue. You're some worse than a woman. Good Lord.
Why the hell did I get called that?
Say that it's Dodger Blue. No, it's blue.
It's blue. That's right.
Wow. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, they are the minor league affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. No color and no color racism intended. I'm sorry. I will not use the blue. Along with the word Dodger there, but all right. Actually, Big Dog, they might be saying Dodger Town because everyone's part of the winning team when they're winning, and the Dodgers are winning. They're doing very well. They're doing very well. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys know this. We did talk about it, and it did come up in conversation. The Sandlot. We played a scene on Hollywood's Moments of the Sandlot. Ian has not seen The Sandlot, and for everyone else who hasn't seen The Sandlot, and you're listening to us, you're stupid and your mama dresses you funny. You got to watch it. The Sandlot is a game that crosses all generations, all sports, and they are, I believe they're going to be in town over the next few weeks. They're since the summer began, they've been doing a trip. They've been on a trip going around the United States celebrating the anniversary to The Sandlot. 25 years, Sonny. 25.
I saw it. I wasn't impressed. So maybe it's me. Watch Bull Durham.
You've seen The Sandlot and you weren't impressed?
Yes, I just didn't. Sonny? I don't understand. Don't understand the hype. But what do I know? I'm just.
But you're the couch potato.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm not going to pick a fight with him because I am not Jonathan. That was nasty last week.
You thought it was. See, that's funny. You thought it was nasty. And I actually got fun. I actually talked to him. So, you know, people think we're going at it. It's funny. But, no, we're actually pretty good friends. It's, you know, that's what's so great about him. You know, we could do that back and forth, and he doesn't hold any ill will. I think it's great. That at a young age, knowing that, he might go a long way.
You saying that reminds me of the whole thing with Johnny Damon and A-Rod.
Thanks. There you go.
Anyway, good stuff. Big Dog, where else, baby?
Well, there was a big trade, of course, to Cass Potato's home team there. As, of course, where the hell is it? Alex Rios got traded to the Rangers. So how do you feel
Alex
about that
Rios?
One?
They took on Alex Rios, eh? That big contract he has?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there someone else has taken up most of it, though.
No. The White Sox will only send $1 million to help out.
Really?
He's owed $13 million next season and the remaining portion of his $12 million salary this season. And he has a $2 million buyout for 2015. And he has a trade clause in his contract. So, they're only helping him out with the $1 million. The Rangers are going to send that famous player to be named later, and possibly some cash consideration. So, they got him expensive. Yeah, usually on trades like this, especially after the deadline, the team trading the player away. Picks up most of the salary, but not this time. The Rangers really wanted him, maybe because of Cruz being suspended. I don't know.
Well, I think that's what it is, but I'm surprised he actually got through the – well, his salary's so big. That's the reason why he got through the waiver. So.
Same thing with Dunn. That's why Dunn went through the waivers unclaimed because of his salary.
Interesting.
So
he did go through the waivers, formerly known as. So he went ahead and cleared waivers.
You talking about Alex Rios or Dunn?
Well, we know Rios was traded, but Adam Dunn, he cleared waivers?
He cleared waivers because of his high salary. I believe it's $15 million.
So in other words, at this point, no one put in a claim on him. So if they put him through waivers again, anyone can claim him. And you don't have to do a deal, basically. You can get him.
Right.
But
they
still
have to pay him, though, the scorekeeper. They still have to pay him, but whoever picks him up, whatever they pick him up for, the old team's still on the hook for the rest of it.
The team that picks him up is only prorated major league minimum, which I think is somewhere in the a $400,000 range. It might be more now. I've lost track. It most assuredly is. The team that picks him up doesn't have to trade anything to the old team in compensation, and they would get him and just get him at a bargain basement deal. Now, if he goes through the second time and is not claimed by a team, this is where the phrase irrevocable waivers come into play. Once you put him in the second time, you can't bring him back. You are putting him on waivers irrevocably. So if someone gets him, great, and if you don't, then he has the opportunity. Well, he could become a free agent, but the team could also tell him, we're putting you on waivers, but you have an invite to go to minor league ball, which we've seen that. And if he chooses not to do so, if there's an invite, then he is obviously a free agent. But if you're put on irrevocable waivers, it's done. You've got
minimum
like 10
salary days. Minimum salary for Major League Baseball is $490,000.
Thank you, Sonny. And since most of the season is done, if you pick them up right now, you would owe $490,000 next year and the year after. Oh, no, just next year, because then his contract is done. And you would owe somewhere in the, maybe $60,000, $70,000 for these last few months coming up. That's very rough math.
And the players' union dues, players' union dues are $65 a day during the season.
Wow, that's a lot of money for the minor leaguers. But it's funny because the teams give them about $75 in money and other stuff. Their per diem, because whenever they go out, the teams say, "You better tip." You have to tip.
You better. That's because they don't want to be on a YouTube video. You only showing this is the tip I got from that cheap bastard that plays for the New York Yankees.
Getting paid $30 million a year, and he tipped me this. Look at this.
Yeah, look, they came in and spent $2,000. He left me $5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of that $30 million a year person. Okay, the suspension was for 211 games. He has appealed that process, so we're waiting to find out. Let's just say that he loses and the suspension now holds. Will it then be 211 games still, or will it just be the rest of next season?
Well, it depends what the arbitrator rules. If he says the 211 games, it starts basically immediately. And it will be the whole season plus the next season. So I really don't see the 200. I mean, look, I don't mean to belabor this or argue it, but if you read my article on Aroyd, you would understand a lot more about my point of view. And Sonny, Big Dog, we've all been in the business world. You guys know that. Do you really believe the 211-game suspension is going to hold up? Well, actually, that might be a trick question.
Yeah.
Do you believe it might hold up?
If you're asking me, I don't think A-Rod. You see, I think it's going to hold up because I don't think A-Rod's really going to have a choice in the matter. We got too many of those guys, you know, just going ahead and bailing on it, and there's a reason why they're bailing on it. They're guilty of it, and you know they. If anybody, I mean, I get what's going on, but if he fights that, he is putting himself in a position where they could ban him for life. And believe me, I'll tell you right now, Major League Baseball wants to do it. They're just looking for a real good reason to do it. And if you fight, if he ends up fighting them on this, this is going to be a horrible thing for him if he ever expects to play anymore. And in reality, it'll void out that contract. A-Rod's not going to – I don't think he's that dumb. I mean, he's pretty dumb. Let's put it that way. But when it comes to money and stuff like that, I think he's going to be smart about it and go ahead and accept it. And then he'll end up being, you know – hell, who knows? You know, he's going to end up being a designated hitter someplace, whether it be with the Yankees or somebody else.
As I mentioned, all will be forgiven if this guy can hit, honestly. If this guy can play the field, there'll be a job for him somewhere, and that's the reality. But everyone is just going by my comment right now. You need to read my entry. Big Dog, and we're going to discuss this for a moment. Do you think the 211 game is going to hold? The 211 game suspension going to hold?
I think it is going to hold because, you know, as we talked about it before, and as Major League Baseball has said before, they wanted a lot more for Aroyd. They wanted that lifetime ban or possibly even two seasons plus the rest of the season. So I think with an arbitrator with all the evidence against him, I think it will hold up. Now, those of you that have been following this, Aroyd has said that if he, or his lawyers, I'm not sure which one it was, but they said that if they lose in arbitration, they're going to take this to regular court and fight it in regular court also. So Aroyd's just digging a hole deeper and deeper for himself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he accepted suspension. He was caught. He knows he was caught. And just take it. I mean, even if he loses next season and the rest of this season, he's out about, $25 million. He still has like $60 million left on that damn contract, maybe $80 million left. Because they owe him, what, $110 million, scorekeeper? Somewhere in that range?
At the start of this season, they owed him $100 and some million, like $107 million, something like that.
Okay, so it's down to probably like, what, 85? Or so?
Well, just take out the $25 million or $28 million for this year, and it should work that way.
There you go, and next year. So he'd be close to still have $60 million owed to him, even if he takes the rest of this season, the playoffs, which they might make, and all of next season. He's still going to have close to $60 million left. I mean, if he keeps going the way he's going – like Sonny said, Major League Baseball may take some more drastic measures.
That was actually very funny there, Big Dog. I appreciate your...
Sorry.
But, yeah. Okay, fair enough. Couch Potato, you placed an article in the... Oh, Zeke
had
a comment about, isn't that ridiculously low for a minimum wage? I know, isn't it, Zeke? $490 a year.
How the hell are they going to... How are they going to be able to pay for food for the table? Put food on the table.
Yeah, you know these guys aren't going out eating Taco Bell every night.
No,
because
they're not.
When they're on the road, don't the teams pay for their meals?
Well, they do give them money. They can, like I said, I don't know what the per diem is. It's somewhere between $75 and $150. It's called their meal money, and it's for them to eat. And and the thing is,
$75 a day. Hell, I'd be fatter than what I am right now.
You're funny, dude. You're funny. Oh, by the way, Zeke, I checked. No pick of the day for today's program. Sorry, dude. So, Sonny, what's the article that you put in for the?
And I think you know the scorekeeper, and I don't know, maybe you don't, because I never really kept up with Major League Baseball. I just know that they're an odd entity. And why I say that is because they got a lot of rules and regulations that they don't have to abide by. And one of them is an antitrust law that every company in the country has got to go by, except Major League Baseball. And so I just learned about this. I mean, you know, people really don't get into so much about, you know, the business side of it and what it's all about. They just want to go and watch baseball, and I get it. But I learned so much just within the last week about antitrust, and so I realized, you know, wait a second, Major League Baseball. You know, there's the only company, you know, I say company, business.
Entity.
You know, slash business entity.
Yeah.
That do not fall up under the United States antitrust law. And I find it baffling to me. And here's the reason why I put that up in the chat room there. It's an article about that, and it's about someone, you know, that wants to have a suit thrown out of court. About the antitrust law. And Major League Baseball, you know what? This is going to be a biatch slap to Major League Baseball, because I don't think this is going to go away, because they are the only ones. And this is actually getting out. The only reason why I learned about the antitrust law is because what we're doing with the Mesquite Ghostwriters. You got to be up to date on some of the things. And so, you know, I kind of dove into this a little bit, and then I realized Major League Baseball does not have to abide by the antitrust law of the United States. So I hope Major League Baseball, they got enough problems, but I hope they get a major bitch slap on this. This is going to be interesting.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, the antitrust law, as Sonny says, does, you know, allow them to get away with a lot of stuff. And the one is they're being sued over the potential move by a team, by a city, and this is going to bring in question whether the antitrust law is going to fly or not, because they're exempt from certain lawsuits because of the actions that they take. And, well, someone is suing them, so if the suit does move forward, it may be overturned on an appeal. I don't know, but it's going to come into play, ladies and gentlemen. That's going on right now. So, yeah, Sonny, I mean, you know, I don't want to be – well, okay, I am going to be – I'm going to be a jerk about this, but that's one of the last – weeks and months. Yes, thank you, Big Dog, for making that clear. I've been very clear about how stupid people have been with all this A-Roy talk.
Mm-hmm.
It has been amusing to me, and I've said it on air, and I've said it both privately as well. And now that we are seeing everything come to pass, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to say it, but I told you so. And in my blog post, I told you so. Or no, I'm sorry, your mom addresses you funny. Because... this is a business,
yes.
And everyone who is all hot and bothered about it That's all you're going to be, is hot and bothered. Don't waste your time, because there are rules in place. And to everyone who said that he would not be suspended because he didn't test positive, I was the first one that said, oh, yes, he can be suspended under the collective bargaining agreement. There are rules, ladies and gentlemen, and there are other rules outside of the collective bargaining agreement. It's a job, folks. It's a
yep.
job. And there are lots of rules, and that's why these players are usually advised by their agents and attorneys what they can do and what they can't do. So if you piss off the employer, they can get rid of you. Doesn't matter if you have a guaranteed contract or not. If you break the rules, they can get rid of you. But the guaranteed contract does put stuff into place so the player is protected as well. There are rules that you can't be out on a game night up until so many hours after. You know, that's a rule that's in place. And if you're beyond it, the employer can technically fire them. Well, I mean, how many times have they done it? Again, you've got to get a sympathetic jury, whatever. See, wait a minute. You were supposed to be – your game ended at 10. You should have been in bed by 2 a.m. They caught you at 2:30. And what were you doing? You were out of the town. You didn't do anything. But the team caught you being out at 2:30. Come on, guys. Where is he going to lose his job? Come on.
He'll get fined. That's about it.
Yeah, he'll get fined. But if he is arrested at 2:30 in the morning, that's different, boys and girls, just like any other job. So anyway, to all those idiots that said he would not be, you know, nailed because he didn't test positive, boys and girls, again, the artist formerly known as the scorekeeper is smarter than all of you. And to quote Amanda Bynes, you're ugly and your mama dresses you funny. There you go. I'm pretty stuck up about this, big dog. I really am. Because I was right. I was right.
Pretty stuck up.
thank you, Sonny. I'm not offended by that whatsoever. Yeah, by the way. Where else are we going, big dog? Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, Sonny will not be with us for the full part two. We are going to be on another channel because we got a lot of stuff going on today. So there's a lot of stuff going on. We're going to continue on another channel, and I'm going to put it up in the chat room right now, but we've got 27 minutes left on this one, and we're going to be moving to another one. I'll be putting it up in the chat room and announcing it. So, Big Dog, where else do you want to take us?
Well, there's still more baseball news. And the Philadelphia Phillies and Chase Utley came together and got a new deal going. Utley, who turns 35 in December, got a 2-year, $27 million deal. Not bad for being an old guy. A lot of Chase Utley.
Oh, yeah. It did come to pass,
Yes. Like I said, 2-year, $27 million deal. And if he reaches... and it's a potential 5-year deal, take them all the way to 40. It's got 3 vesting options, each worth $15 million on top of his 2 guaranteed years, it says.
Wow.
Each of his options will vest at 500 plate appearances, which is a figure that Utley has not exceeded since 2009. It says he'll receive $15 million guaranteed in 2014, $10 million in 2015. That's his 2-year deal. And then he can earn the additional $5 million in 15 if he's not on the disabled list for more than 15 days with a specified knee condition. It says the contract also includes a $2 million buyout and a full no-trade clause. It says if he falls short of his 500 plate appearances in any one of those seasons, his option would revert to a conditional club option. This is the value of the options would range between $5 million and $11 million depending upon how many days he spent on the disabled list the previous season. Hell of a deal. See, these are the type of contracts that you like, scorekeeper, where you want to do that $1 million base salary and then all the incentives kick in afterwards. So this is maybe a precursor to what's coming soon. Maybe they've been listening to you. They could have just been listening to you, and the Phillies now are saying, hey, scorekeeper was right. Let's give him a base salary and Well, put these new centers in, and he can earn a shitload of money if he hits them all.
Hey, Sonny, based on everything Big Dog just said, what was the thing that set me off? Because you heard me. I was like, oh, what was it? What did I like about everything he just said?
Oh, I stepped away really quick and to get some coffee and came back. Oh. I had the speaker on, but I did not hear your reaction to it.
Oh, fair enough. I think everyone in the chat room probably heard it. Big Dog, it's when you use the word precursor. I was like, oh. Oh, man, good use of the word, dude. But by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to welcome him in the morning. Of course, he's also joining us, and that is Matt Alvarez. He, of course, is in the chat room right now. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of stuff is happening on the NDB Media Network, and I can now go ahead and make some announcements as well. Not even on the verge or on the ball as Sonny Clark's was this morning, but we're still proud of him. We really are. And Matt Alvarez, well, NDB Media has the tweets for the programs coming up, and a tweet was picked up for this Friday's program of Matt Alvarez's. And it was picked up by Eduardo Escandón Quesada. He is probably the he is the Hispanic version of the American anchor. He has been on in Southern California. He's well known in the Southwest, all of California, even parts of Arizona, Nevada, from being on Channel 34. He was the anchor on there for many years, went to another one, but he was the face of Latin news in Southern California for over 30 years, and still is, quite frankly. And I told Matt about it because Mr. Quevedo tweeted, Mr. Quevedo, oh God, typical. No, Sonny, you know where that name comes from, right?
Yep.
Whoops,
me
just dawned on me. But
me too.
Yeah, sorry, but not that Quevedo. Anyway, I just dawned on me right now. Anyway, he tweeted that Friday game to all of his followers.
Wow.
I was like, wow, that's big.
That's
was
some
big.
Love.
Yeah, and I'm giving him the love now because
sure,
we want to do that. We got the love. And as you guys also saw on Friday, the Tri-State Sports guys, as I mentioned earlier, they got picked up by the New York Post yesterday because they interviewed Rich Hoffman, A-Roid's high school baseball coach. The Tri-State Sports guys, they didn't get love in the New York Post, the bastards. They didn't put their website. And I didn't expect to have NDB Media mentioned there. But, you know, they should have mentioned the website for the Tri-State Sports guys, and they didn't. That was pretty cheap on the New York Post's behalf. But
why
the Tri-State Sports guys,
want to admit that someone else got the story?
Exactly. Well, I mean, they got the story, but they did talk about it. But you're right, Sonny. Yeah, they should have given them the Tri-State Sports guys' website, and they didn't. But they got a full-page write-up at the New York Post. Way to go, guys. That's a coup.
Big.
Oh, yeah. The coach is being interviewed by all the major medias and the Tri-State Sports guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Tri-State Sports guys have arrived. They got the coach, where a lot of people did not and are not getting. So, congratulations to them. And you guys got to go back and listen to it. Go to the Tri-State Sports Guys website, and you can hear the portion of the interview and where Rich Hoffman slams Selena, whatever her name is, Roberts, is it? The writer the book, where she accuses A-Roid of doing something when he was younger. And the coach said, sorry. Now, well, you've got to read the article on the New York Post as well as going to the Tri-State website. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I put it in the chat room. The channel is blogtalkradio.com/NDBmedia2013. Yep. Every time I create a channel now, it's got to have some unique name. So So for the next 20-some days or so, we're going to be using NDB Media 2013. And when we need another three-hour program, we'll just make up another one. But for now, we're going to use that one for our three-hour broadcast only. For the month of August, it is NDB Media 2013. Probably the next one will be NDB Sports 2013. I don't know. But I can get Blog Talk Radio for 3 hours free for 30 days. All I need is an email.
Yeah, and just don't forget so it don't hit your account.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, just delete it. Good morning, Mr. Who the hell are you? Just kidding. The Southern Gentleman. How are you this morning, pal?
Gentleman,
okay.
Hell.
Who are you talking hold on. About?
Yeah,
yeah, okay.
Hold on. He just cursed on TV.
Just a good old boy.
Never
meaning
no
harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Of course, Brian Tarvin, colloquial known as Tarvino, is aboard with us. You know, I have a lot of conversations with Brian during the week, and Brian and I were actually talking about last Saturday's program when the issue of race came up, ladies and gentlemen, and it was a very heavy subject. We spent most of the program on it, and Brian and I were talking about it, and I think the question came up of both of us. We asked each other if Brian asked me if I thought he was racist, and I asked Brian if he thought I was racist, and both of us answered the question at the same time. No, we're not racist. We just hate stupid people. So I just want to throw that out there. It's true, Brian. I think we have no time whatsoever for stupid people, right? People can mistake
exactly.
us for being racist, but the reality is we're not. We hate stupid people.
Yeah. If you're a different color and you're stupid, and I'm getting on you at that time, then don't think I'm a racist. It's just that you're stupid. I mean, it doesn't matter. I could care less what you look like. But if you're stupid, I'm going to tell you you're stupid.
I'm going to call you.
And it was made clear that we may have crossed the line in being racist. Just because it's that guy. Say, wait a minute. The guy who said it was white. How the hell can we be racist? But anyway, again, people are stupid. So understand, we are. What is the word that I used, Brian? We are. Stupidest? I was trying to combine racist and stupid. we are stupidest. I can't. Well, we are stupid, but that's neither here nor there. I even got a chuckle on Brian because he knew what I was trying to say. I said, we're not guys. We just hate stupid people. But since we can be stupid from
and
time to time.
And there are a lot of them, so we're racist against everybody.
Yeah, Sonny, and you're right. And we are, you know what, we got to clean that one up, Sonny. We got to clean that one up. Because someone could actually just take that snippet from you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But guys, the reality is that I'm stupid from time to time, so I'm into the self-loathing myself if I hate everyone who's stupid. Sorry, Brian. Go ahead, pal. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. Called in to say hello.
Are you on your way to a game this morning?
No. I'm outside with a little fella here trying to wrestle all the damn food out of his mouth that he's picking up off the ground. But no, I've been listening to the show. thought I would call in to say hello before he kills himself out here.
Oh, jeez. All right.
So, Brian, did you want to talk about the hottest team in baseball or what?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Boy, you have to think hard on that one.
I mean, it's yep. You know, before the season started, I predicted them to win the division, but I still didn't believe much in them anyway because I thought the Phillies would struggle, which they are. I thought the Nationals wouldn't be as good. But the Braves are looking like a team that is capable of a postseason run, but until they do it, I'm still not going to believe it, guys.
Brian,
all right.
You had someone call into your program a week or 2 weeks ago, and they were talking about the Nationals. And I just took a dump in the chat room. And I think Brian remembers, right? Do you remember what he said and why I had an attack? Because, guys, this guy calls in. He's doing the wah-wah-wah about the Braves being good. And then he used what? He was obviously a Washington Nationals fan. And at the time that he said what he did, the Washington Nationals, I believe, were 42-42 or some stupid thing like that. But what was it, Brian, that really set me off in the chat room? Because I started sending you messages left and right.
Well, didn't he sound like they were a team that has arrived and a team that has done something over the years, it sounded like. He acted like this team deserved credit or something, and they suck.
Yeah, and then he said, you know, this team still has another run left in it.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That was it.
Is it another run?
Where
are they going to run to?
Oh, my God. I swear to God.
You're
going to
run to last base.
Yeah, he sounded like a Reds fan. What an idiot. And I went wild in the chat room. I said, another run? They've got a losing record. When was their first run?
And I'm not a diehard Braves fan by no means. But I mean, they're my favorite team, of course. I mean, that's the team I'm here with and watch and go to the games. But I'm not going to lose sleep if they lose. But this guy wanted to talk about Nationals baseball when we had so many other stories going on in baseball. So I thought it was kind of funny, Roger.
Oh, I thought it was hilarious myself. It was unbelievable. But, yeah. It was great, man, and I was just dying in your chat room, Brian. I think that was one where I registered and I said, what the hell is going on? That was great. All right, Big Dog. The Braves are doing very well, and I'm happy for them. Who knows? They might be able to go ahead and take that division. They still have some – you know, the Cardinals aren't going to be a cakewalk, though.
Yeah, but – oh, shit, I just had it right on. Damn it. I was taking a look at here's the standings. They should be able to take that division. They have a 15.5 game lead over Washington. So I'm pretty sure they have that one locked up already. Of course, you know, once they hit the playoffs, that's going to be a whole other story. You know, see what Pittsburgh can do. Of course, see what the Dodgers can do. Huh?
Big Dog, sorry. How many games are they ahead?
They are 15.5 games ahead of the Washington Nationals, 17.5 ahead of the Mets, 18.5 against Philadelphia, and 27 ahead of Miami. I think that division's done.
Wow.
Okay. Well, for all intents and purposes in the real world, yeah. But the Braves saved the Red Sox from having the greatest collapse in September when the Braves collapsed also. And
yes.
That was just 2 years ago, kid. That was two years ago.
Yeah, but that may be a learning experience, though, because they're going to make sure they don't do that again. So that actually may help them out this year.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
Tell you about for the farm system for the Braves is what I'm impressed with this year is when people go down, they get injured, all of a sudden, a new man arises, a new name. I mean, this was Chris Johnson, the third baseman for the Braves they worked out in the trade and got rid of Prado. It's just like these guys have the magic touch when it comes to filling in people when people get injured or not playing well. I don't know how they do it, but the Braves are one of the best in baseball of getting a lot out of these guys when people get injured. Have y'all noticed that?
They've been doing that for years, Brian. That's nothing new, and that's just because of good management. I mean, whether it be Bobby Cox in the past or the new guy that stepped in, and that's been, frankly, I think that's been the surprise for the last 2 years for the Atlanta Braves, is that they've been able to continue from going one coach from Bobby Cox into another, and they really haven't missed a beat in reality.
Oh, it really has been, you know, it has been excellent management by the Braves organization. Big Dog, you and I have seen it from the 1980s on, dude, as to how good this team is. Yeah, they had their times when they were the laughing stock of the National League, but it really wasn't that long. In the middle 80s, they got their act together, and ever since 91 or 1990, I should say, the Braves have been consistently winning. this is an impressive run, guys. They've only missed the playoffs, what, twice in the last, what, 20 years?
Yep.
Ted Turner, must be proud. Ted Turner's proud.
Uh-oh, here we go. Laker fans starting to fight in the chat room. The Giants are done. Sorry, Matt.
I'm not starting to fight. The Giants are in last place in the West, 14 games behind the Dodgers.
That's very surprising.
And Matt started to pick the fight first. Matt says he wants to sue me, so I'm just defending myself.
Who the hell do you think you are, Albert Pujols? Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess he does.
Puig's the reason for the Dodgers' success, guys. I don't care what anybody says.
I agree.
Re-energized that team. He made it fun again for these guys. He made them get chemistry. Hey, Don Mattingly ought to be kissing his butt every day for saving his job.
Yeah, from what I hear, Mattingly was literally like 24 hours from being fired when Puig came in and recharged the Dodgers. So
Where did you get that information of him about to be fired?
Several articles. Fox News, ESPN, Pro Sports Daily, and I can't remember. There was a fourth place.
Yeah, Dodger Stadium Express, dumbass. Anyway, I did a segue, and he just blew me off on that one. You know what I wanted, and he just ignored me. Jerk. Anyway, so be it. Ladies and gentlemen, having a great time this early in the morning. We are down about 9 minutes. Don't forget, we are going to be moving over to NDB Media 2013, and that one's going to be going on a little bit. And I think life is all good in the hood, so they say. We're probably going to finish a minute early and then move on over to that channel.
Hey, Roger, what's the number for that? Since I don't follow, I won't get it.
I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The number is, well, yeah, don't follow it. There's no need. It's only going to be live for about 20 more days. The number is 347. Oh, sorry. Whoops. Wrong one. Giving you that one. I'll log in a moment. I ask you to forgive me.
Can you text me, Roger? Can you text me the new number?
Oh, sure. I will.
Because I'm driving, and it's not safe to drive and ride at the same time in the South. You know.
Oh, but you have the dog in your lap while you're driving.
Usually, he's not with me now.
Wow, the miracle of peanut butter, ladies and gentlemen, the miracle of peanut butter.
That's a good point, Big Dog. That's not very safe, is it?
Yeah, and you can't talk on a cell phone there, you know, while you're driving. But you can't have a pooch in your. Well, I'm not going to continue that statement.
Hey, pooch.
I have headphones in.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Ladies and gentlemen, the number is, I will send it to you in just a moment, Brian. The number is 347-826-7074. The number is in the chat room, 347-826-7074. The link is blogtalkradio.com, and it is NDB Media 2013, and we're going to be going over to that one right now. And, every time I need a three-hour broadcast, I'm just going to create a channel on Blog Talk Radio. It's 30 days, so that's how I'm going to do it.
Work it.
Yeah, they said I can, so I'm going to.
Scorekeeper.
Yes.
Make sure you send that information to Matt's parents so that he gets permission to go on to put another hour, and make sure he signs in as Barney Lover 29, because if he's going to sue me, I'm going to go all out now.
Man.
And, you know, Matt,
the nicest person in the world. It's because I love you, Roger, and I know you love me, and we're just a happy family.
What a jerk. What a jerk. Jeez. Oh, my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, Saturday morning, it just does not get better than this. It just does not. And looking at Blog Talk Radio, there's no one on at this hour except for us. So we owe you an apology. And two, we love you for it as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just having a blast. I'm not even going to bother to take a commercial break right now. I know I should, but I'm not at this point. It's just really, really good stuff. And, yeah, I'm just not going to take a commercial break today. I just don't want to. So, hey,
all right.
It's great. So we've
It's your prerogative, Roger. It's your prerogative.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's just time is precious when we are on in the morning. 5 minutes, guys. Exactly 5 minutes. Brian, okay, I'm going to send it to you in just a moment. Before we go right now, anything that you guys want to talk about right now? Because we are going to continue.
Football is here, guys. Football is here. We're 3 weeks away, less than 3 weeks from college football.
We're actually about less than 3 hours away from football.
Oh yeah,
that lingerie league, right?
Yeah.
Damn, Sonny sound kind of perverted saying that.
Dude. That's right. I'm getting ready to leave to check this out. So there you go.
Oh, come now, Sonny.
Well, I'm jealous of that.
See, Brian, he has an investment in all those tight ends because he gets to give oral interviews later.
That's right.
Oh, nothing better than an oral interview after a tough day.
Yeah. That...
I'm just dying laughing over here. Just dying laughing. Wow.
Oh,
hey, Mr. Clark, is Cuervo on his monthly sojourn this weekend? Sonny Clark?
Yeah, he is.
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry?
Is he on his reservist duty this weekend?
Is who on I'm sorry?
Cuervo.
Oh, I know. Yeah, he is working. it's one of the... confused me there. He is working today, so he's. I think he's on till like 3 o'clock, so he was unable to do the show today.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are. I'm sorry, pimps and hoes. We're down about 3 minutes, and it's really good. Now, Matt Alvarez says NFL preseason started on Thursday. Yeah.
Yes, it did.
Yes, it did.
The Raiders, the Raiders actually won a game. Even if it was
preseason,
the Raiders won a game.
Against who?
Cowboys blew the shitty Raiders. I can't believe that.
Wait, hold on. Wait, the Cowboys blew the shitty Raiders?
Well, they lost to them.
So are you telling me that's like the pimp doing it to the hoe?
It's like the hoe doing it to the pimp.
Yeah, the hoe doing it to the pimp.
I think we just lost our rating, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. But, hey, it is what it is. Okay. All right.
But Dallas wins the division, though, guys. Mark it down.
Yeah, Dallas wins the division with a 7-8 record or a 7-9 record, probably.
They're gonna go 10-6, win the division.
The Cowboys?
Yep.
Wow.
The Dallas Cowboys, followed by the Giants, the Redskins, and the Eagles.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah,
that's just a prediction, guys. And you know, predictions are like other things on our body, so we don't really care about predictions right now. But
really,
you
have three navels?
Yeah. Of course.
Oh, okay. Thank you for sharing that, Brian. Okay, ladies and pimps and hoes. You need to understand that we are going to be finishing up the program, so we're actually going to go ahead and do that right now, ladies. Pimps and hoes, and we're there. It is. There's the original hoe from Blog Talk Radio. We're down to 90 seconds, so we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We're going to head on over to NDB Media 2013, and we're going to go and do the debauchery over there. Thanks, guys. We are out of here. Let's head on over there. Peace.